Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Alistair Armstrong, Heart of Steel, by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. 22 years after successful osteosarcoma treatment, Alistair Armstrong underwent an amputation due to ongoing infections caused by an internal prosthesis. Despite this, he has won many SA titles competing as a paracyclist. Alistair, 58, lives in Lanseria, Gauteng, with his wife and three children. In 1994, at the age of 28, Alistair reached new heights as a professional cyclist and was signed with a major sponsor. Unfortunately, this occurred at the same time that he started feeling pain in his right knee. At first, he thought it was overuse, but since the pain was getting worse and his leg couldn't straighten, he sought help. He was referred to an orthopedic surgeon. For 7 months, he tried to figure out what the issue was and sent me for so much physio. Then, he said, I was generating the pain in my mind. By this time, I wasn't riding anymore, so went for a second opinion, Alistair explains. Within the first 10 minutes of the consultation, the new doctor had a suspicion that it was a tumor. Alistair went for an MRI, and immediately the tumor was picked up behind the ligament on the side of the knee, and a biopsy was then done. Alistair was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, cancer that starts in the bones. I wasn't happy that I had cancer, but I was happy that we finally knew what it was. All I wanted to know was when I would be able to cycle again, says Alistair. Alistair believes this was his secret to success in his treatment process, as his only focus was to cycle again. I didn't want to know anything about the cancer. My biggest focus was always looking to the future. Alistair underwent chemotherapy for 7 months. Next was surgery, where the tumor was removed, as well as half of his femur, knee joint, and 40% of his muscle. A metal internal prosthesis was specially made and inserted. I think this is when I realized I would never cycle again professionally, but I wasn't down in the dumps. I was still focusing on tomorrow. My family support was massive, and you can't underestimate family support. My mom lived with me during chemotherapy, and the real blessing was that the cancer diagnosis made my sister and I closer, Alistair says. After surgery, Alistair had limited movement, but refused to be in a wheelchair and forced himself to walk. He underwent physiotherapy and recovered well. Though, he adds, that his walk was different, and he felt hampered physically and lived with a lot of aches and pains. He married his wife, who he met while undergoing chemotherapy, and he continued his go-getting, heart of steel attitude, which ultimately led to him breaking his prosthesis 3 times. The first time was 5 years into having it. Even though Alistair was told he isn't allowed to run or be as physically active as before, he didn't listen and broke it while playing action cricket. The second time he was participating in the Doozy Canoe Marathon, and the third time he was practicing judo with his sons. Exercise was my painkiller, Alistair explains his reasoning. After all 3 breakages, he underwent revision operations. However, it was in 2010, with the 3rd operation, that Alistair was diagnosed with metallosis, deposition and buildup of metal debris in the soft tissue of the body, caused by the metal prosthesis. I had little black bruises on my knee. I went to a dermatologist thinking it was a skin issue, but it was actually from having my prosthesis in for too long. The lifespan of the prosthesis was 12 years. I had this one in for 16 years, he said. The prosthesis was removed completely with a splint in its place, and antibiotics were administered. The doctor gave strict instructions to stay in bed for 1.5 months, which Alistair begrudgingly complied with. A new titanium prosthesis was inserted, and physiotherapy started. However, during a session, the wound opened, which indicated another infection. Alistair was in hospital for 4 months with septicemia, a life-threatening condition when the body has a severe response to an infection, as well as the superbug Coxiella burnettii. He underwent numerous plastic surgeries to try and close the wound, as well as hyperbaric therapy, but nothing was working. The last resort was when Alistair's calf muscle was used to close the wound. There was progress, but mobility was problematic. Alistair was told by his doctor to please consider amputation. Alistair admits that by this time he was starting to break mentally, and he was referred to a psychologist. "I just wanted to go home after so much time in hospital," Alistair says. After an intense discussion and his wife getting training to care for him, Alistair was able to go home during December and get stronger. For a long while, Alistair refused an amputation. But after bumping his leg, the infection came back, and it was a continuous battle of clearing the infection and it reoccurring. He eventually agreed to an amputation in 2016, but on two occasions he refused to go to the hospital for the planned surgery. It was the third time that he went ahead, with all the surgery staff clapping when he was wheeled into theatre. His lower leg was amputated above the knee, but the femur extension prosthesis was left in for better mobility. "Immediately I felt stronger with the majority of the prosthesis out. I didn't have a leg, but I could feel something was different. It was like that slow puncture was gone," Alistair explains. 3 months later, I got a prosthetic leg and life was great. Until a year and a bit later, I got a blister on my stump from the prosthetic leg. The infection was back. Alistair confesses that he was fearful of another operation, since he was the breadwinner and at that time his children's education was a priority. So he lived with the low-grade infection for 6 years. He finally had the upper extension of the prosthesis removed last year, October, due to him not being able to function as the infection was causing havoc. "After the last operation, I was happy to be alive. My stump is shorter now, but recovery went well, and once again, I just wanted to get back to cycling," Alistair says. Even though Alistair was always physically active, despite his doctor's orders, it was due to his daughter taking an interest in cycling that got him back into it. "We witnessed another para-athlete competing without a leg, and my daughter looked at me and said, 'What's your excuse?' So I got back onto a bike, and it was so hard for the first 7 months. Then it was like a lightning bolt went off. It's like the body just remembered." Once Alistair got stronger and trained more, he classified himself as a paracyclist in 2019 and started competing, winning many SA titles even with the low-grade infection. "This allowed me to have so many beautiful experiences with my daughter," Alistair says. Since having the operation, Alistair decided to buy a new bicycle rather than a prosthetic leg. "My daughter was the only one who supported my decision," he says, laughing. Alistair has only one regret, and that is that he never classified himself as a paracyclist in his 30s.